explain what exactly happened? I've never heard of a spinal
cord. Yeah, that's what I said. Well, basically he said my neck, when I hit, it was just like a blow to, like if you had your neck turned up to the side, it's kind of like, it's not a contusion, it's just like a blow to your spinal cord, and it kind of shuts down and then kind of like reboots, kind of like a computer, and that's what happened. Basically, it was up in my neck, so it, you know, kind of paralyzed everything down from the neck down. But once it kind of kicked back in, that's when I could start moving my legs and arms. But he's like, you still got to be safe because you don't know what could happen. You could have like swelling around the spinal cord, or you might have a fracture in your neck. So you just got to still be careful with it. So, I mean, when I was in the hospital, it was pretty scary because, you know, you get taped up and you going in with everything. You can't move nothing. But once they went and did x-rays and MRIs and said everything's okay, then it was good.
Are you stiff?
I'm not stiff at all. I feel good. It was just kind of like the doc told me, it's kind of like you get hit in a certain way. It's like a perfect little, the way I hit, it's just like, like when a boxer get caught in a good spot and he just drop, he take the eight and get up and he fine again. It's kind of like, I just kind of hitting it like the sweet spot, I guess. So, it was scary. I'm not going to downplay it. It was scary, but I feel fine.
So you're ready to go? You just wait for clearance?
Yeah, that's all I'm waiting for. It's nothing. I feel good. I can move everything. I'm just waiting for the doc. I think they sent my test to like another doctor just to have a second opinion, and then after that,
you get pushed from behind there.
I don't even remember. Yeah, I just remember
you
I was just.
Video?
I haven't even really seen. I've seen it on ESPN a couple of times, and you know my friends didn't call me and told me to play by play, and but I haven't even watched it.
When was the last time you felt any numbness?
Probably when I was. The night when I was in the hospital, like my hand was kind of tingling, but he was like, that's just the little effects from your nerves. But after that, like right now, I feel fine. I mean, I was moving around, running around a little bit, so I feel fine.
You have to run,
huh? Yeah, I was like jogging. I'm not going to say I was sprinting, but I was.
Moved a little
bit. I rolled like the bike just to do some rehab, rolled the bike, and everything feel fine.
What were those 30, 40 seconds like? I mean, incomprehensible.
Yeah.
Experienced it.
It was kind of, well, when it happened, I wasn't knocked out or nothing, so I felt myself, it just felt like my legs weren't weak, and then when I hit the ground, I tried to get back up, you know, like every football player try to, you know, we program when you hit the ground, get up, then I couldn't move, and then that's when I kind of got scared, kind of, because I was still awake and conscious, but I couldn't, like, move my arms or my legs, and then I was laying there, you know, the trainers was telling me just to relax a little bit. Then I was telling them I can't move my legs and arms. And then when they turned me over, it's kind of like when my legs started jumping, and I was like, okay. I was like, I could get up now. But they was like, we just need to.
Probably at the first moment when your legs moved, you're probably thinking about
it. I want to get up. Yeah, I wanted to get up because I was like, it was so. For that one time when I couldn't move, I was like, man. And then when I could get up, I was happy. But
so you thought maybe it's the worst. I mean, when you're sitting for 30 seconds.
Maybe it was. That's the scariest part because I was face down and I was still awake. And I could, you know, I could. I was trying to move, but I couldn't, so that was probably the scariest part.
You think you're just one checkup away from being on the field?
I don't know what the doctors have in store, but on my point, I'm telling them I'm ready to go, man. I'm in a battle right now. I don't have time to be sitting around. That's just part of the job, so I mean, I'm just waiting for them to get clearance from the doctor.
Does that increase the pressure to get back out there,
you think? It's a little bit because, you know, the old saying, you can't make the club when you're in the tub. So whenever you go down, that's when another guy is stepping up. That's the name of this business. You know, that's how it go. When you're not out there, somebody else is. So, I mean, I done worked all my whole career. I mean, I ain't never been a guy who could miss a whole week of camp and just relax. I worked every day I've been in the league. So it's just my nature. I mean, I just want to get back out there and play.
How do you think you were doing before?
I think I was doing all right. I mean, obviously, you always know you could do better, but I think I was doing well, especially learning defense, going through the physical part of just 2-a-days. It's tough, but it's starting to get to the part now where it's like more we're getting in the groove and now it's about to start playing preseason games. So that's the biggest thing. I want to make sure I don't miss no preseason games. And I get to play. I don't miss no more time. So I'm just waiting for the doctor.
Is that strong side rotation, is that a little jarring going from someone different with the first team every session?
Yeah, it's only thing I'll say is different about it. It's like you got one day you up, you like on starting team, the next day you like second team, or you might have to play the other side or like wheel linebacker or something. That's the only thing, but it's also a competition, so that makes it the one thing that makes it better is that, you know, when you do get in there, you got to do your job. You got to show something. You got to do something where the coaches see you could do it. So, but it's a, I mean, it's a good battle. You got guys, you know, Nate Webster out there playing good, Didi playing good. So, like I said, that's why I was like, I'm ready to go, man. I don't have time to be sitting around. I'm trying to make the club. I'm looking at it like I'm trying to make the club. I'm not trying to sit like, oh, I know I got a position. So, I'm ready to go.
Thanks a lot,
thank you, man.